Hello and welcome to this week's Otscast Extra. I'm here with Harry Howsam and he's going to talk to me about stand-up history, which is being performed on Wednesday the 19th at the Jericho Tavern. Hello, Harry.
Hello.
So what's the show all about?
So basically, it is a stand-up show all about history. You've heard of stand-up comedy? Well, this is stand-up history. It's a little bit like your funniest history teacher, but with more jokes. And it's all right if you're not laughing. You are learning.
And who is involved?
So myself and my colleague Alex, part of Tight Five Comedy. We organise events around Oxford. We run gigs in the colleges. We run Jericho Comedy, which is a bi-monthly night at the Jericho Cafe. And we also run one-off special nights like stand-up history. So we are the organisers. We are also on. We actually did stand-up history for a month at the Edinburgh Fringe. And basically now we're bringing it after a month of shows to the people of Oxford with a really exciting lineup of professional comedians and historians.
Well, we're very lucky to have that. What was the reception like in Edinburgh?
Really, really well. We're actually annoyed. We just wanted to do a show that allowed us to have a bit of creative freedom and allow us to do comedy every day so that we got better every day. But the reception was so good, we were actually annoyed we didn't previously pursue trying to get people to come in and review the show, because it was rather overwhelming, the response. We had really full audiences and it was just incredibly fun. You also get a kind of audience when you do a history show that you don't get doing other shows. You'll get very pedantic heckles about periods of history, or if you've said the wrong century, you'll soon find out about it.
Oh man.
And in fact, so Alex, who I run the gigs with, has a bit of material about Captain Morgan, as in Captain Morgan's rum. I won't ruin the material, but on one day, a descendant of Captain Morgan was in the front row.
Wow, what was their reaction?
They loved it. Okay. They absolutely loved it. It was it's just one of those things of having a show which is with quite, not even necessarily niche knowledge, but something people are very passionate about, is you do get a kind of audience who really, really wants to be involved. So it was really good fun at Edinburgh, and I'm really excited to bring it to Oxford, because it is I think it's the same kind of demographic of people at Edinburgh who would kind of love it in Oxford. Yeah.
Fantastic. And how did you come up with the concept?
So it was actually Alex who came up with the concept. Basically, Alex is a school teacher. He normally teaches religious studies, philosophy and history. So basically, he was a history teacher and he saw that there were sort of growing trends in the comedy industry and in gigs for academic-themed comedy. You've got Izzy Lawrence runs a gig called Zedlist Deadlist, which basically is where each comedian who's on presents a deceased member of history who nobody's heard of before. Hence, they are on the Zed list of the dead list. And you also have various podcasts about history and a lot of Radio 4 programmes, I believe. I can't remember what they were all called, but Frank Skinner did a Radio 4 programme about history, and Paul Sinner did one, I think, called History Revision, where they all talked about basically like funny perspectives on the past. So it's a growing trend and trying to sort of unite people's interests. And so we basically jumped on the trend and went, let's do a historical themed comedy night. Yeah.
Fantastic. Bit like Horrible Histories then as well.
Yeah, exactly. There is this kind of cool wave of people who are thinking, how do we make history more accessible? So it's not just the professors in tweed in their armchairs talking about history. How do we make it interesting to as many people as possible and digestible? And comedy is one of the perfect mediums for that.
Brilliant. So you yourself are a graduate archaeologist.
Yes, I graduated just a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I was at St. Hugh's College studying archaeology and anthropology. So I guess, yes, you could call me an archaeologist if you would like to. It's one of those things where somebody studying medicine isn't a doctor yet. So I have dug up people who are dead, but I am not a sort of fully qualified doctorate in archaeology.
Okay. Yeah. How do you see historians being different from archaeologists?
So there's actually a lot of material, and I think it will come up at the night quite a lot, because we've got two professional archaeologists who are also stand-up comedians talking about their research. But essentially, archaeology and history really should just be tools, the way in which we view the past, history being the written text and archaeology being everything we dig up and all the rubbish. But really, it's sort of not taught like that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realise that history, if you are just studying the written text, is a very political and biased resource.
Mm-hmm.
You know, literacy throughout time has been controlled by the people at the top spheres of society, and it's also a story, it's a narrative that's constructed, whereas a lot of the time with archaeology, you can tell the stories of those people who weren't literate, and you mm-hmm. can, yeah, you can tease out those amazing narratives from people who can no longer speak and no longer write. Yeah.
Brilliant. Is there any crossover between history and archaeology?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's the interesting thing of history and archaeology are just perspectives on the past, but archaeology is any evidence of human activity in the past, including if you're just walking through a park and you see some charcoal and somebody's just had a barbecue. That's archaeology. There's a really beautiful story of, I think it was in Cape Town, they were destroying all of the slums. And the bulldozers that were going in, there was this one guy who was driving the bulldozer who got out of the bulldozer, and they all had beautiful metallic street signs for these slums. And he got out of the truck and he took all of the street signs and he kept them. And so they opened a museum for these slums sort of, I think in the 80s or 90s. And suddenly he just dropped all of these street signs outside the museum.
Wow.
And it's now like a beautiful centerpiece, like a Christmas tree of these street signs.
Yeah.
And that's very recent.
Yes.
But that is an archaeology of the recent past. It is just an approach. And I think sometimes you can even walk around with an archaeological approach in everyday life. Whenever I see a smashed bottle, I'm always trying to work out how it got there, what kind of bottle it was, from the colour of the glass, how it got smashed, was it crushed, was it thrown?
Yeah.
Yeah, archaeology is kind of just a perspective of the way you look at the world around you and how you reconstruct ideas about human activity and behaviour. It's a little bit Sherlock Holmes sometimes.
Yeah, that's quite fun.
Yeah. I remember one of my first tutorials, or one of my first lessons, is we went into a lab filled with different objects and we had to try and work out what they were.
Yeah.
And one of the tutors put his finger in some ash and licked it, put it in his mouth and went, yeah, that's volcanic ash. Which is, yeah, very, very sort of BBC Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of inference. Yeah.
Brilliant. Back to the show itself. What's your favourite or funniest story or historical character from the show?
So I am a big fan of William of Orange, the leader of the Dutch Revolt,
mm-hmm.
who was the first historical figure to be assassinated with a pistol. I won't ruin any of the jokes I have on him, because obviously I want people to come to the event.
Yeah.
But he was just a very eccentric guy, and it's a lesser known piece of history. The Dutch Revolt is, you know, it was relatively recently historically, but we don't really study it. But I was lucky enough that at my A-level, my teachers were a bit eccentric. And instead of learning about sort of like World War II, we learned about the Dutch Revolt. Yeah, which was fascinating.
Yeah. Wow. How have you found your material for that?
So basically just anything I kind of studied whilst I was studying history at school, and anything during studying my degree, anything that made me laugh or that seemed quite silly, or I think a lot of the time what good kind of like stand-up history does is take quite serious topics and sort of gives you a new perspective on them and to see them. So I talk quite a lot, sort of coming from an archaeological and anthropological perspective, about colonialism and how, in actual fact, because when we teach history, we don't teach a lot of colonial history.
No, we don't.
There's a lot of it that people don't know about.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot of weird, eccentric, and quite dark but funny things that happened. I can tell you one, which is a lot of colonists in India and Africa used to have something called a honey boy. And what that was is that basically when they were in a really hot climate and environment, they would pay a local boy and they would smear him in sugar and honey.
What?
So that all the insects would stick.
Oh my word.
To them, not... And it's like, yeah, at some point in your life, if you're painting a small child in honey, something has gone terribly wrong. Yeah, so I guess a lot of kind of the historical periods that maybe are a little bit darker, you can illuminate a lot of what went on and shed new light on it and point out the absurdities. Because whilst, you know, colonialism was a really dark period of time, but Victorians were also incredibly eccentric.
Yes.
So when they did do very dark, horrible things, they did them in a very eccentric way.
Yeah.
So whilst it's sort of can be quite hard to laugh about those things, there's actually quite a lot of humour in taking the piss out of those Victorians. Yeah.
Yeah. So where would you draw the line, or where do you think we should draw the line between history and comedy? Like, what's too far?
It's an interesting thing of when we're telling jokes about the past, you always get that typical response of, ooh, too soon. Mm. But exactly where is the line? Where is actually too soon? Archaeologists draw the line of when you find a body, it is classed as archaeology if it's 100 years old.
Really?
If it's not 100 years old, if it's younger than that, it's a crime scene. It's actually, it changes from country to country how many years they put on it, but it's very arbitrary. In some countries, it's as less as sort of 50 years. But it's interesting in terms of what jokes you can talk about. So it's very easy to talk about stuff in the ancient past. Mm. So I can tell an audience a completely true story about the fact that when I was excavating in Menorca, I accidentally smashed to smithereens a 2,000-year-old human skull.
Oh.
And that was uncomfortable. But the thing is, like, everybody is slightly okay with that because it seems so far removed from the present. But, like, that was somebody's skull. And I am very clumsy. And undergraduate archaeologists should not really be trusted to hold very old things.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite an uncomfortable silence in the room after that happened. But, yeah.
So who should come see the show?
I think anyone who has an interest in history, or anyone who has an interest in archaeology, anyone who has an interest just in comedy by itself. I think a lot of the kind of stories and the things that will be told on the night are very accessible. If you're not really into history, I think it's still a kind of event that you would come to and enjoy. If you do like history, I think it's the kind of thing you'd love. Mm. It was really fun to see such a diverse range of... We polled the audience every day to see who the history buffs were and people who'd just been dragged along.
Oh, right.
But people largely seem to enjoy from both backgrounds. Yeah. It's just a fun event that completely illuminates and sheds light on and pokes fun at the past. Mm. Yeah.
Fantastic. Is there a person from history who you think would have made a fantastic comedian who wasn't by trade a comedian?
Oh, that's a very good question. So interestingly, a lot of people, whenever there's a vote on the most popular sort of lines from history, the person who always gets chosen, who has also recently been chosen to be on the £5 note, is Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
However, there's a lot of really problematic things about Churchill's past and some of the stuff he's saying. We actually have on the night, we have somebody who does a piece of material basically analysing our glorification of Winston Churchill, which is interesting because I think a lot of people's answer might be him from the amount of typical sort of heckle put-downs, historical heckle put-downs that you have from Winston Churchill. But there's a really interesting list of reasons why I don't think we should glorify him, or why just generally he shouldn't be considered particularly funny. Mm. So I guess that's a weird way of avoiding the question. But so definitely, whilst most people would probably jump to Winston Churchill, I would say definitely not.
Okay.
And if you want to know more about that, we have a chap called Ben Lunt Conlon who will be doing some material about him on the night.
Brilliant. Well avoided.
Yeah.
Do you mind just summing up the what, where's and how's?
Yeah, well, if you are a big fan of history, the past, archaeology, or anything that's happened in the past, you can come and see stand-up history on October the 19th. That's Wednesday. It's £5 and it starts at 8 p.m. at the Jericho Tavern.
Fantastic. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Harry.
Okay. Thanks very much.